Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Say you have to have a theme for the radio show. How about just playing a whole bunch of real cool 45s? A lot of great records. That's what I like to do. Day of the Rave with my Relics Rarity Show, coming to you live from the No Static Attic. The hits and the 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. That might have my favorite label of all the records I have, the Dahl record label, red vinyl with a cool looking chick in a red bikini, the Aminons from 1959 in a tune called Stomper. Speaking of a stomper to kick off the Relics and Rarity Show, this was on a Dave Clark 5 LP. I love this record.
Just about 8, I know the place we will meet. All alone, no one can see. I know she'll be waiting for me. And she can return my love, I get to her. Can take my place, 'cause my love can never be replaced. And she can return my love, I get to her. Return my love, I'll never share. Return my love, this wonderful thing. Return my love, I know she will bring.
succeed in taking her away from me. Then my friend, you can try, and you'll see she'll come running to me. And she can return my love, I give to her.
More powerful speakers here in the No Static Attic. I want to crank it up so loud. I love it. Dave Clark 5. That should have been a single. Dave Clark 5 for the 5x5 LP and Return My Love. As we bring you a Dave the
Watch
Rave.
Out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot.
Yes, a Sure Shot record. My gun almost didn't fire. I'm always in the mood for that kind of music, that's for sure. From 65, The Togas on the Challenge record label, led by Chris Morgan. And I'm in the mood for you, and I love it. Yes, I do. I don't know why. I guess I can't explain, but I just love these records.
Maybe they
definitely can't explain why, when the British invasion was going so strong and The Who released that song, that 45 in America, and in March of 1965, the very first Who 45 to ever hit the top 100, and it only peaked at number 93. And that's about like when just about every British band, everything they were releasing was becoming like a top 40 record. But of course, it didn't, you know, didn't end their career. Ended up being, of course, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. But that is, you look it up, that's the first 45 that hit the top 100 for The Who, and only peaking at number 93. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer. It's been a long, hot summer, and I love this record. The great sound of the Carinators on the Relics Rarity Show. Yours truly, Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave. Sound of the Carinators on the Clock record label. Long, hot summer. Hope you're enjoying the summertime for sure. Of course, keep in your thoughts and in your prayers those in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. They say it's a life-threatening storm. Yes, but there will be that one fine day. Dave the Rave with the great sound of the Chiffons.
Keep waiting.
summer of 1963. It was a top five record, a big hit for the Chiffons. One Fine Day in Every Which
the
Way.
The sweetest thing I ever heard is when my baby see these cute little words. In every which way I love you. Way I do. Hey baby, baby, I just love to hear you say you love me in every bitch way. You pretty little thing, you make my heart tingling every time I hear you say. Just to have you say every which way I love you. You pretty little thing, you make my heart tingling every time I hear you say. So fine, just say you love me. Keep on saying that sweet little line. You pretty little thing, you make my heart tingling every time I hear you say.
Of course, every which way I turn, left, right, behind me, in front of me, there's cool 45 surrounding me. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic. And don't look for that in the top 100 because it never hit the top 100. It never bubbled under the top 100, but a cool record indeed on the Columbia record label. Don Covey and the Good Timers in Every Which Way. This one, of course, did very well for two cousins out of Florida, James and Bobby Purify.
Just pull them little strings.
Top 10 in the fall of 1966. A classic there written by Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham, who wrote a whole bunch of cool soul 45s. James and Bobby Purify, and I'm your puppet.
All killer, no filler. Dave the Raves, Relics and Rarities.
The Animals!
Sit here lonely like a broken man. Sell my time and do the best I can. Powers and balls that's surrounding me. But I don't want your sympathy yet. Oh, baby. To work again. Pains and blisters on my mind and my hands. I'm living daily with those canvas bags. Thoughts of freedom, they're driving me wild. And I'll be happy like a newborn child. We'll be together, girl, you wait and see. No more walls keep your love from me. Yeah! Can't you feel?
About a forgotten 45. That was top 40 in early 1966. Eric Burden and the Animals, Inside Looking Out. And speaking of a forgotten 45, last week's mystery oldie was this song. Did you get it right? Did you take a guess?
Come close. Come close. Come close. Perpetual motion. I got the potion. Perpetual motion. Put your faith in me. Don't you know that I'm the man? Understand, I'm the only one who can. I'm the bad, make you glad medicine man. Ha! Got the cure, it's for sure. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the bad, make you glad medicine. understand. I'm the only one who can. I'm the bed, make you glad medicine, man. I got the cure, it's for sure. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the bed, make you glad medicine, man.
For those of you looking for those great lost 45s, those records that deserve that second chance on the radio, Cashman, Pastilli, and West on the Event record label from early summer of 1969. Actually, they called themselves the Buchanan Brothers on that particular record, although it actually was those three guys, Cashman, Pastilli, and West. And, of course, they wrote a lot of cool records, but that was a top, like I said, top 25 hit record for them called Medicine Man, Buchanan Brothers, Sante, the guy knows everything I throw at you. He knew down there in South Beach, Florida, that indeed it was the Buchanan Brothers, so congratulations to you. And, of course, we have another mystery oldie coming up for you in just a little bit, so jot down my phone number. Even if you've got a very special lost 45 that you'd like me to play on a future show, call me up, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-HITS. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
You heard about this some coffee, baby. You heard about this some tea. But the instant that I saw you, baby, really got a hold on me. From the moment that I saw you there for the very first time, I didn't even know your name, but I knew that you had to be mine. Cause it was an instant of love. It was an instant of love, baby. I fell madly in love the instant that I saw. And I know it's even harder to believe, but a strange feeling came over me, a power that's so difficult to conceive. Cause it was an instant love. It was an instant love, baby. I felt happiness and love the instant that I saw you. Now the line I'm handing to you, although you may have heard this one before, I swear what I'm saying is true. I'm not a wolf, I don't want to fall in love for only 15 minutes. I want to last an old man with you, and I put all the love that I got in the world. Well, I don't blame you for doubting me, baby, because it all sounds sort of like a lie. But I'm as serious as can be, and I'll prove it as the time goes by. It was a instant of love. It was a instant of love, baby. I felt just a little love the instant that I saw you. It was a instant
of love. Former Dave the Rave Discover of the Week, and now it's a Sure Shot 45 on the Saber record label, the fabulous Dinos. Instant love, yes, and speaking of instant love from 64, how about Baby Love? Yes, out of Detroit. Love these gals, the lovely Supremes.
Ooh, baby love.
gals were hitting on just about every cylinder. 64 for that one. The Supremes and Baby Love. I'm Dave the Rave. It's my Relics and Rarity show. Playing those cool hits and the 45s that deserve that second chance.
This is Dave the Rave. Of Relics and Rarities in the No Static Attic.
It's another garage classic from Dave the Rave. Newark, New Jersey area. Yes, what a great record that was. They made three terrific 45s on the Philips record label. Of course, one of them, which actually hit number 99 for 1 week, 1 week only, in the top 100, a tune called Open Up Your Door. That was a follow-up 45 called Nasty. And those Philips 45s are kind of hard to find. They're from 66, early 67. But word from Mark Greenberg, the original drummer of Richard and the Young Lions, who called me up recently and said, guess what? Thanks to Little Steven, we have a new CD that will be released soon, which will contain some new material and also those original Philips 45. So look for something in the stores or online in the very near future from that great Newark, New Jersey band. Once again, Richard and the Young Lions, Nasty, never hit the top 100, never bubbled under. And speaking of New Jersey bands, a record that I actually discovered on Dick Clark's American Bandstand when he did the Raider record. You remember the Raider record on American Bandstand where people had to tell you how much they liked the record? Well, I fell in love with this record, and it took me a long time to find a copy of this particular record. But the band, which hailed from, I believe, the Hazlitt, New Jersey area, led by Russ Scalzo, the group known as the Hallmarks, which came out on the Smash record label. Soul Shaking Psychedelic Sally.
Sally is a girl. Yeah.
And the 45 scored pretty well on Raider Records, but it turned out it ended up losing out to some other record, which went on to become a pretty big hit, if I recall. The Hallmark Soul Shaking Psychedelic Sally. Here's Wilmer and the Dukes. That record is a top 10 record here on Relics and Rarities, nationally number 80 on the Billboard Top 100, out of Rochester, New York, on the Aphrodisiac record label. Wilmer and the Dukes, what a great tune called Give Me One More Chance. Well, I will give you one more chance. We played just for fun. You got to tell me who's doing the record. You can dial me up at 609-948-HITS. That's 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who is doing this record? One guess only. Mystery Oldie Time.
It's all right now. It's good to be free no more for me. It's all right. She'll be there to meet me. I don't know what I'll do, but I just know she's been true. I'm finished with bad times. I'm gonna get this. I'm through with it all, gonna have me a ball. It's all right now. It's all right. It's all right. It's good to be free no more for me. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right now.
Jimmy the Rave's Mystery Oldie 45. One guess only. Who is singing that record? Once again, call me up right now, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-HITS. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who did that last record?
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. The only place to hear music like this.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045 here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. It's a great soul 45 from 1965. The group called The Entertainers. Discovery of the Week. I love it. Love in My Heart. That's the name of the record on the Symbol record label. Once again, The Entertainers. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. Yes. As we head into the Bronx right now, let's bring on Mr. Dion.
I'd like to tell you something all about you. The good and the bad. I wish today the world my friends would stop being sad. Evil around us, I feel that I could die, and I know, yeah, that I was born to cry. Well, if I ever told you all about the things I have done, I can't remember having even one day of fun. I don't know what I'm doing, if I do it's a lie, but I know that I was born to cry, yeah, cry. I said cry.
spring of 1962. That was a great double-sided 45. You got your money's worth, that's for sure. Lovers Who Wander on one side, and I Was Born to Cry on the other side. And I'm just about ready to cry because it's time for old Dave the Rave to cut out of the No Static Attic. Yes. And that's actually the name of this record, Cut Out, by Paul and the Foremost. I want to thank everybody who tuned into the program. I hope I made it a special hour for you. I just had a blast playing these records. Love digging into the boxes and playing the hits. And those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. You can catch archive shows of mine at my website, www.davetherave.com. And if there's a lost 45, something you haven't heard in a long time, well, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. Contact me, call me up, take a guess at my mystery oldie, request a song. It's 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.